Coast Radio News for Friday, November 6, 2020. I'm George Henry. Thursday was another record-setting day for the new coronavirus cases across the state. There were 805 new cases yesterday, exceeding the previous record total by almost 200 cases. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting that the majority of new cases are coming from small informal gatherings rather than large workplace settings. OHA's state health officer, Dean Seidlinger, says sporadic cases are also on a rise, cases that cannot be traced to a specific source. Governor Kate Brown told reporters yesterday that people are now most likely to get COVID-19 from friends and family. She also said that with the rapid rise in cases, lives are at stake. Seidlinger says they are concluding that Oregonians are circulating more in their communities and are letting their guard down. Authorities are specifically concerned about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday as people consider gathering with groups of people in small indoor settings. The OHA is recommending limiting gatherings to those within your household. The spread of COVID-19 is affecting the more populated urban areas, according to the latest information from the OHA. Almost 400 of the 805 cases reported yesterday were from the three Lane counties surrounding and including Portland. Lane County had 37 new cases reported yesterday. None of the new cases were reported in the Florence area. Persons considered infectious is slowly declining, but according to Lane County Public Health, 10 of the 18 individuals hospitalized are currently in intensive care units. Lane County has now totaled 2,694 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Since Monday, the Florence Police Department have been wearing body cameras. Florence Police Commander John Pitcher said one of the goals for the program is to continue public trust in the department by maintaining transparency and accountability to the community. The implementation came after the city had looked at upgrading the video systems in police vehicles, but decided to add body cameras as the cost was similar and the benefits are far better than that of an in-car system. The new cameras will be activated during all enforcement and investigative contacts, including stops and field interviews, according to the city's press release, also during traffic stops. Tomorrow morning, beginning at 9 a.m., the City of Florence will be distributing its free FloGrow composting material. Individuals are allowed up to one pickup or one small trailer load, and it is at a first-come, first-served basis. The plan is to remain open until 2 p.m. for distribution, providing the supply lasts. FloGrow pickup will be at the Public Works building area at Kingwood and 27th Street. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, November 6th, 2020.